Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Beef industry salivating and celebrating the reopening of the South Korean market to U.S. beef. Back on that today in just a moment.
This is Baxter Black, and I'd like to put in a good word for our Beef Jekyll. Throughout America, teachers, school nurses, and even parents are teaching our young people how to unleash beef power in healthy diets. Our Checkoff-sponsored nutrition programs reached more than 4 million students last year, including 30,000 junior Girl Scouts who completed the Fit for Apprentice program. And the new Enriching Family Mealtimes kit gives busy parents family-friendly recipes, nutrition facts, and helpful ways to think beef when planning a meal. Thanks to your money and mine, Checkoff programs keep beef top of mind by introducing young people and their families to the power of beef. The Checkoff's doing what needs to be done to promote our product, and it sure beats wearing a sandwich board. To learn more about the power of our Checkoff, visit beefboard.org.
This message is a service of the Oklahoma Beef Council. Friday was a pretty doggone good day for the U.S. beef business in this part of the world. We saw stronger cash cattle prices, about $3 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains on feedlots. We saw the calf prices and yearling prices steady to stronger. We saw a friendly cattle on feed number out from USDA. And on Friday morning, we got the word from Susan Schwab, our trade ambassador, that the deal had been cut between South Korea and the United States to reopen the South Korean market to U.S. beef by mid-May. President Bush thanked President Lee of South Korea for that decision as President Lee visited Camp David Friday night and Saturday.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I appreciate your decision to reopen the Korean market to American beef, consistent with international standards. This is good news for Korean consumers, and it's good news for American beef producers. Matter of fact, we had some good American beef last night for dinner.
And Greg Dowd of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says it is a big day economically for the U.S. cattle producer.
Ron, it's a $1 billion day for the cattle business, and it's been a long time coming. I will tell you that looking back 4 years of doing this and the hundreds of people from the President of the United States, you know, you have Ambassador Sue Schwab. She can talk about dorsal root ganglia and trigeminal ganglia just as well as our best technical people. I mean, it is unbelievable. Even in Congress, you know, Max Baucus deserves an enormous amount of credit. All of Congress. This has been an enormous joint effort of driving home a key overall U.S. economy, U.S. trade policy issue, and we got it done.
And Greg Dowd says, make no mistake about it, this is the real deal, a true full reopening.
No, it is. And there are some things that we've got to change here in our regulations that we've known about for quite some time. And we're going to do this in phases and steps. But there isn't any question about it. This is the full enchilada. We're very pleased with this agreement. The negotiators went day and night over there for a week nailing this down. And we've had plenty of time, obviously, to plan for this, to think through every contingency and every piece of this. And I will tell you, the industry has been involved top to bottom. Our absolute best people that have been doing this for, you know, 20, 30 plus years. If we didn't get anything covered here and there's a loophole in here, I will tell you, I don't think there's anybody in this business today could tell you what it is, because this is about as lead pipe a cinch deal as we could ever think of.
NCBA's Greg Dowd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.